first full year of Larry as department head. And we'll turn it over to Larry now.
And thank you for doing something that doesn't happen very often these days. I'm the youngest person on a panel.
Younger than you?
This is great, just great to see. Yeah, and I'm younger than Amy, if she shows, by the way. I think this is the time for thanking Bish for having presided over the dot-com boom when there was lots of money to spend, and Clinton and Gore,
yeah,
and bequeathing the department to me in times for the dot-com bust, and George Bush 43 for the duration of my time that lasted, I think I got to the seventh year of my four-year term in 2009 before Amy Glassmeyer arrived to rescue me. But 20 years ago, I was in the second year as department head, as Joe has said, and in the first year, one of the self-assigned tasks that I took on was to sort out a good path for the department's computing technology. And so what I did was engaged a consultant, Steve Irvin, who had graduated from the PhD program in the department and was then at the Harvard GSD, where he had the title of both Director of Computer Resources and also Assistant Dean for Information Technology. And what Steve did was spend about 6 months from late 2002 into, I think it was about February or March of 2003, interviewing faculty, staff, students, and issuing a pretty lengthy report about what we could do. It resulted in a restructuring of computing in the department. It allowed us to hire Duncan Kincaid to lead what became known as CRON, and Duncan was around until rather recently here. And it was not a report that was ostensibly, at least, about research or the role of computing in planning. But it revealed to me the way that we were failing to foster an ICT research culture, in part because of the ways that the way we were handling it was still too intertwined with what we were calling the computer resource lab. And it soon emerged to me in that context that the reason computing worked well at DUSP and the reason why that particular model was not the viable long-term solution was that it all depended on one person, Professor Joseph Ferrara. He not only did most of the department's computing intensive research and software-oriented work, but he also took responsibility for figuring out much of what the department needed to purchase for hardware and software each year. And I always thought that Joe was a nickname for Joseph, and then I realized that it was actually an acronym, Joseph Oversees Everything.
Hadn't heard that before.
it may still be true since we're here. So what we needed was for the department to start figuring out how to build a fuller academic computing support staff, and to leave the research arm of what we then call PSS, Planning Support Systems, to faculty and their students. This is what Bish had realized as well. But at that point, that word support in planning support systems was still ambiguous, at least to me. Though department had been engaged in finding ways of making a pretty innovative use of computing for extending planning that goes back probably to the early 1960s with Aaron Fleischer, may have taught the first computing class in the planning department back in that day, I think. And we were still struggling through the 1990s, as Bish said, to get the resources that we needed. You know, certainly under Bill Mitchell and under Bish's leadership, we made a lot of progress and initiated this theme and this hiring idea of technology in the city. And that was there, but it was still sporadic hiring and inadequate. So when we get to the e-planning seminar and the associated international conference that happened in 20 years ago, I think we had a kind of important turning point. If I look, I look back, I found, despite software versions, I found the original draft from June of 2003 that was an internal memo that Pedro and Joe had written about what they wanted to do as a fundraising effort to make sure we could run this thing 20 years ago. And I saw that they were asking really important questions about what we were currently terming planning support system. So this was a time in 2003 where there was a lot of discussion about e-government, but little connection of that to planning and planners. It was about automating tasks and services. It was certainly useful, but it was not questions about power structures. It was about giving fuller data access to the public, but not asking what can and should the public actually do with that data. It was about dealing with the public, not questioning the nature of the deals. The plans that were proposed in 2003 offered us an opportunity to go into what might be called e-governance, not just e-government. It didn't use the word governance at the time, but it posed provocative questions that promised insights into what was listed as public participation, privacy, security and freedoms, institutional reforms, and environmental planning. And it was really raising a pretty fundamental question that facilitating access to information, as they put it, may inform citizens without empowering them. The work was taking us back to a pretty important question for the department at the time and asking questions that really ought to be driving the field, in my view. Who should planning support? And what systems can help make sure that more people will benefit from urban development? Those kinds of questions. And so the e-planning seminar raised for me a kind of structural question for DUST's own research agenda, since the proposal, as it said, was going to facilitate dialogue across a broad cross-section of the department about shared issues, methods, and implications of e-planning. So for me, it was yet another indication of what Bish said before, that we had these planning these groups that are the same ones that we still have now, the Housing, Community Economic Development, International Development, Environmental Policy and Planning, City Design and Development, and then this thing called Planning Support Systems. Every time we did a diagram and we tried to put it into something that showed how many students and faculty were associated, the PSS was the absolute skinniest, tiny slice of the pie. It was like 4% or something like that. And you had this very, very strange thing. And it occurred to me that we needed to rethink the nature and shape of the pie. And instead of regarding planning support systems as the skinny little slice there, we needed a pie that started by carving out the role of technology in the center of the pie and acknowledging the ways that it actually went into all of the groups in this kind of thing. So this is what we came to call urban information systems and now has gone through some other iterations into urban science and other other forms. But it was the key moment where we were getting 20 years ago the kind of evidence that was saying all of the areas in the department need to be paying attention to the way that technology and society and politics and power were intersecting, rather than seeing technology as a technocratic smallest slice of the pie. We're not there fully yet, but I think we've continued to proceed in that spirit. Thank you.
Good.
Nice. Thank you.